The meeting brought together about 30 participants from all sectors of the GRA, comprising Internal Revenue Service, VAT Service, and Custom Exercise and Preventive Service. Mr. Mpabi noted that the GRA has not been able to get closer to its targets. This is because the target set by the Ministry of Finance is unattainable, even though GRA recognizes the need to increase revenue collection. He said the union is not opposed to any form of revenue mobilization, but advised all the different forces given the task not to flout the rules and regulations. He pointed out that the 60,000 Ghana cedis ranked in by the special task force within 2 weeks could have been doubled if the old personnel with experience had been provided with the needed resources. Mr. Mpabin said GRA officers are not monsters and express their determination to work sincerely for Ghana to get more revenue to develop the nation. He appealed to government to hasten slowly rather than putting more pressure on them. This, he noted, will stifle the growth of the local industries and commercial enterprises. He also cautioned industries, companies, firms, importers and exporters against condoning and conniving with GRA officials to evade taxes since it affects the nation's economy. Mr. Mpabi urged the GRA personnel not to be deterred by recent reports in the media and keep on discharging their duties according to the ethics of the institution.
Stephen Mensah's report.